It may be some time before officials can assess the damage done to fish populations along a stretch of the Dog River following a chlorine spill last week. The chemicals leaked into the river from the Northfield sewage plant, and an investigation into the cause is ongoing. For serious anglers in the state, the news is devastating, and for some perspective on exactly why, we're joined on the line by Patrick Berry, Policy Director of the Vermont Natural Resources Council. Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. I understand that much of this Dog River was affected by this spill. Can you tell us, give us an idea, Pat, exactly what area is affected here?
Well, from what I understand, and again, because the investigation's ongoing, the Enforcement Division hasn't been as forthcoming as one might like about how much damage is done and where it was done. But basically, I think you're talking about a half-a-mile stretch downstream from the town of Northfield to a brook called Cox Brook that comes in, and I think it was responsible for helping to dilute some of the problem.
Now, I understand that avid fishermen consider the Dog River an especially excellent area for trout fishing. Why is that?
Well, you know, I can get in a lot of trouble for saying this, but I think the Dog, at least in my opinion, I know a lot of folks feel the same way, might be the best trout river in the state.
A well-kept secret. That's why you're worried about getting in trouble.
Well, the good news about the Dog is that most local folks call it the Humbler because it's a very difficult place to catch fish, even if it is so full of fish.
Uh-huh. Well, you've obviously fished this area, I can tell, just from talking to you about it, and I know that something like this happened about 10 years ago. What can you tell us about that incident?
You know, I'm not as familiar with what happened 10 years ago as I am with some of the recent chlorine spills we've had, not just in the Dog, but in other rivers. And it pretty much wipes out everything in the river. In fact, I understand their concern not just about the fish, but starting from the food chain on up, that it can pretty much clear out all the what's known as benthic life, all the bugs and life in the bottom of the stream that basically feed the fish and help start the food chain. But this type of problem, either chlorine spills or, you know, some kind of effluent coming unexpectedly from sewage treatment plants, has definitely hit some of the better trout rivers in the state. As you recall, you know, the White River had some problems from the Bethel sewage treatment plant a couple years ago. Chlorine spill in Randolph wiped out a good deal of one of the branches of the White River, too. So, unfortunately, it's not as uncommon as one would like to think for some of our best trout streams.
Hmm. What can be done in a situation like that? Is there do these species just recover after time?
Yeah, you really have to hope that a river is a healthy enough river to heal itself. Fortunately, rivers, just by their very nature, are some of the most dynamic river systems. I'm sorry, some of the most dynamic aquatic systems for healing themselves. And gradually, the pollution becomes diluted over time. Depending on the chemicals, it can biodegrade, and life starts from literally the bottom up. Depending on, you know, how bad the damage was done, but fish can move up and down a river, and they can resume their spots in certain types of habitat. So really, it remains to be seen just how bad the problem was.
Hmm. Pat, what's being done right now in the short term? Are there warnings posted around the river? What are fishermen being told?
You know, actually, it was, to be honest, it was pretty disappointing the kind of information that folks were able to get about what kind of health risks this may have posed, whether or not you should fish there, whether or not you should eat the fish if you actually caught one, how far downstream the damage had really kind of how far it had carried. But right now, we're not getting a whole lot, and hopefully the investigation will wrap up soon enough so that people can actually find out whether or not this public resource has been, you know, is going to have the kind of effects on public health that certainly one might be concerned about. And certainly I think that part of the investigation, too, will be determined, you know, how much and what kind of penalties should be levied for this kind of decimation to a public resource.
I have a feeling we'll be talking to you about this story again as more information comes out. Until then, Patrick Berry, Policy Director of Vermont Natural Resources Council, thank you very much for telling us about this sad story on the river and the impact on the fish.
Well, I love talking about the Dog River, unfortunately, not with this topic.
Well, we'll see what happens in the future. Thanks again.
Thanks, Mitch.